At a VFW post near downtown Madison, supporters of the war were urged to make their views known.
Start calling talk radio. Put up yard signs and bumper stickers, and we have them here today. On April 4th, we asked that you...
Sam Johnson is with a group called Vote No to Cut and Run, a reference to upcoming referendums which ask whether U.S. troops should be brought home. A recent poll by Zogby International indicated 72% of soldiers asked think the U.S. should withdraw within a year. Soldiers gathered at the VFW post think that's a bad idea. 23-year-old Michael Hahn of Clinton served a year-long stint in Iraq and Kuwait.
You cannot ask us to leave before the fight is over. If we leave Iraq now, all the lives that have been lost, both American and Iraqi, will be for nothing.
Those opposed to withdrawing U.S. troops say groups initiating local referendums in 30 communities don't support the troops. Not so, says Steve Burns, a coordinator for the Wisconsin Network for Peace and Justice.
Most people can make a distinction between supporting the troops in Iraq and supporting President Bush and his agenda. I think we all understand, and I think the troops in Iraq are saying that they understand the difference.
Burns has said he expects some local referendums to bring troops home will fail, but doesn't view that as a loss. Those who think soldiers should stay in Iraq hope to get like-minded voters to the polls next month, and they're calling on state and local politicians to take a firm public stand on the issue. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.